1320 WILS 649. Now, France has a new president, Emmanuel Macron. I think that's how it's pronounced over there. What you may not know is that his wife is 25 years older than him, and she used to be his teacher. My next guest has some insight. Susan Winter is the author of the book Older Women, Younger Men, How New Options for Love and Romance. SusanWinter.net. She's really just a full-on relationship expert. Susan, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, Michael. Thanks a lot. Nice to talk to you again. Love the show.
Well, look, they met, and he was, I think, 16 at the time they met, and she was 40 and teaching him. Is that anything inappropriate there, you think?
Well, you know, here's what's different. In France, the age of consent is 16 years old. You know, in Spain, it's 13, and you can marry in the Philippines at age 12. We are looking at it through the lens of America, where our age of consent is much older, and you put people in jail if they do anything sexual. By the way, I have to tell you, both he and Brigitte, his wife, have not said ever publicly when they actually consummated their marriage, physical relationship. So they've kept that on the DL for quite some time.
And she was 40. She had three children. I mean, does that seem like she was thinking clearly at the time?
You mean being married and having three children?
Yeah, and leaving her family for a high school kid, yeah.
You know, they did wait 10 years. I just want to remind you, Michael, it's not like she ran off with him. She didn't leave her husband and little ones. People, you know, when he told his parents, that when they could see that he was dotty about somebody, they knew he was falling in love. They thought it was the daughter, Laurence, because the daughter is her age, is his age. So it's very interesting that they did it, I think, in a very tasteful way. I do not know the couple personally, so I have to guess, as we all do, with the information that we do have, they did wait another 10 years to be married.
They've been together for many years, I should know. Susan Winter, this is 1320 WILS. Find her at SusanWinter.net. And your book is Older Women, Younger Men. Why would a man be attracted to a woman 25 years older than him?
You know, they had a meeting of the minds. She was, I think, mentally captivated by him, his writing. He was very expressive. She believed in him, I think, long before he knew to believe in himself. What I hear younger men have told me repeatedly is that they love about an older woman, that she knows who she is, she knows what she wants, and there are no games. And if you are an evolved older woman, you will be able to do what this woman has done, which is to bring out the best in your partner.
Is there a power dynamic, though, when someone's that much older than you where it's not really a peer relationship?
Well, it can be. I mean, honestly, if you take a 40-year-old guy and put him with the 13-year-old girl in Spain, there will be a power difference. Now, you've got a case of a very well-bred young man and an educated woman. And in their case, I think they did it really well. Honestly, I think they did it in a classy way. She didn't leave her husband, go running off with him when he was still a teenager. They developed their relationship. They worked on all aspects of it. And when the time was right, they made a decision to be together.
Mm. What do you think his parents were thinking? I mean, he's such a young guy.
Oh, they didn't like it.
Yeah, but
they didn't like it at all.
From a parental perspective, would you be comfortable with it if, let's say, he was your son going through this?
You know, I would hope I would, because I've been in the same place. I've been the older woman. I don't know how cool I'd be. You think you're cool when it's your issue, but suddenly when it's dropped in your lap, you don't know. You know, his parents said, we are telling you to not get together with her until you are 18. That was their recommendation. And by 17, he said, this is the woman I'm going to marry.
You said, now, in your relationship, what was the age difference in your relationship?
I was 20 years older.
And
the partner that created all the hubbub, Michael, which is why I wrote the book. You know, when I had a partner 16 years younger, there was no friction. Of course, there were a few questions and a few glances. And of course, see, here's the issue about Macron. People can no longer call these men toy boys. I mean, the president of France is hardly a toy boy. Mm-hmm. He's hardly an opportunist. I mean, it really shakes up the model. And, you know, the funny thing is they're not really discussing this much in France because it's more of an American thing.
It's not a big deal. So when you're telling me this, though, because some would view that as a generational difference, too, and you're talking about 16 years apart. How do you deal with that part of the relationship?
I've been an adult my whole life. I think when I got with my younger partner, I had a chance to be playful And you have to remember, this is not every younger man. This is one out of how many thousands of people that you meet in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Or in a business like mine where you meet people all the time. It's not every younger man. It's an extraordinary younger man who's mature, an open-minded older woman that finds him fascinating, mm-hmm. that he finds fascinating. So it's not a general template.
I should note Susan Winter with us, 1320 WILS, susanwinter.net. Have you been with a man, let's say, that's old, significantly older than you also? Or?
I have not, Michael. That is unexplored territory to me.
Now, why do you think that is? Why younger but not older?
Do you know how old I am now? I mean, they'd be nearly dead, for heaven's sake. I mean, I'm ancient. So I don't think I'm going to be getting any guys at the Senior Citizen Center and asking them to play bingo with me.
Well, then let me ask you, when you were younger, was there any interest in someone older than you at that point? Or?
No, I'm afraid that once I understood what chemistry was and I discovered that with a younger man, mm-hmm. I never went back. It was on my radar. Yeah. And I don't think I'm typical of somebody my age. I don't think I've lived a typical life, nor do I look like my age. So I don't even play with people my age. All my friends are at least a generation younger. So I think it's just my comfort level.
Yeah. And what is the chemistry when you're talking about whether you know the president here of France or any dynamic of an older woman, younger man, even if you're 20 years difference, what would you describe the chemistry as like in that concept?
Now remember, my research is lopsided. I only know same age or much younger. All I know is that when you truly resonate with somebody, that's where chemistry lies. It's not a physical, visual thing. We think it is, but it's not. Real chemistry is when you have a real connection. That's where the magic happens. And if you happen to connect with somebody way outside your age group, then, you know, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. We've got to be grateful for these rare moments that we feel such passion and love. It's not all the time.
And what are the social repercussions when you're going through something like this?
Oh, unbelievable stigma. Now, this is so interesting because now the president of France is in a reverse situation. You know, the woman is chastised, looked down upon for being a manipulator, perhaps a loose woman, calculating, using and abusing a young man. And the young guy is always cast as an innocent, just kind of going about his business, and she snared him. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes he's written up like a gigolo or an opportunist himself who's using the old broad for her money. But when you're in a real relationship, it's none of those things. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. That's just the way the outside world sees it.
Do you think the same stigma exists for older men and much younger women?
Well, we have a lot of latitude for it. We hardly beat these guys up when their wife is 30-some years younger. We tell them congratulations. That's funny, isn't it?
That's a good point. And do you think we're changing our viewpoints on the older woman, younger man relationship?
This is a major turning of the corner. It's a hard turn. I mean, we've been lightening up on older women being with younger men here in America for the last 15 years. I've seen it happen, and I'm so grateful for it. But now we've never really brought the younger man's personality to light. He was always somewhat dismissed as a tag-along. Mm-hmm. You know, it was her light, her beauty, her power. Now we have a very powerful man with his wife. He's going to find a position for her. It's going to be unpaid, but he wants her to be by his side. They're a real team. Mm-hmm. And I think when you find your other half, you're just plain lucky. But you're going to have a very hard time dismissing a younger man, since we now have an example of the president of France being a younger man. Yeah. We're not talking 2-3 years. We're talking 24 years. So it's incredible.
Women who are dating who say, "Look, I just simply will not date a man that's, you know, even 10 years younger than me. That's way too young." Are they right to be concerned about that?
No, you know what, Michael? It's individual. It's not for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want people to think this is a trend. This is just something that happens. Two souls happen to connect. And whether it's the color of your skin or the fact that you have the same sex, you know, you find that person. Mm-hmm. A woman who doesn't want to date younger shouldn't feel guilty or badly. You know, it's not like you have to jump on this latest trend.
Yeah.
I
should note at 16, he probably didn't have very, very much experience in the love department, though, right?
Of course not. Yeah. And at 16, you don't know yourself, which is why it's so interesting that this couple did not act spontaneously or irrationally. They both really thought this out, really took their time. I've got a feeling that Brigitte handled things with her family, let her children grow even more, had discussions with her husband.
He probably wasn't thrilled, I'm guessing, her husband at the time.
He may have been doing the same thing for all we know. I mean, this is the only country where you've got the president in one car and the mistress in the next car behind him at a royal event.
It's all in context of that. Susan Winter, the book is Older Women, Younger Men, New Options for Love and Romance. SusanWinter.net on WILS. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Michael. Awesome interview. Thank you.
Enjoy it. We're back tomorrow. Good night.